Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Luke Jensen, Bounty Hunter, Bad Men Die, by William W. Johnstone, with J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1. Luke Jensen curled the fingers of his right hand around the butt of the Remington revolver holstered on his left hip in a cross-draw rig. He pressed his back against the faded wallpaper in the hotel corridor, eased closer to the door at his left, and listened intently. Snores came from inside the room. The sound of them put a faint smile on his rugged, deeply tanned face. He was a tall, rangy man, dressed in black from head to foot, although the trail dust that had settled on him during the past week had given his hat, shirt, trousers, and boots a grayish tinge. He had spent that week tracking down Frank McCluskey, the outlaw who snored peacefully on the other side of the door, blissfully unaware that his freedom and his life as a lawless desperado were about to be over. Luke had finally caught up to him in the little settlement called Rimrock, in Wyoming Territory. Poised to pull the Remington, lift his foot, and drive his heel against the door next to the knob, Luke could see his plan playing out in his head plain as day. When the door crashed open, he would rush in and wallop the startled McCluskey before the outlaw knew what was going on. Before he could put the plan into operation, he heard footsteps down at the other end of the hall, where the stairs from the first floor reached a landing. Someone was climbing those stairs, and singing softly. He couldn't make out the words, but he could tell the voice belonged to a woman. He bit back a curse, and took his hand off his gun. Even though he intended to take McCluskey by surprise, and capture him without any shooting, he couldn't guarantee it would go smoothly. He couldn't risk lead flying around with an innocent bystander in the corridor, especially a woman. Early in his career as a bounty hunter, he might not have worried much about anybody else being hurt, as long as he captured the fugitive he was after and collected the reward. Age had softened him a little, he supposed, as had being reunited with his brother Smoke after many years apart. Now and then, Luke worried about that. A man in his line of work, tracking the most dangerous outlaws west of the Mississippi, couldn't afford to get soft. It was a good way to wind up dead in a hurry. He turned toward the landing as the woman reached it. He figured he could amble down the corridor as if he were a guest leaving one of the other rooms, give her a pleasant nod as they passed, and let her go into her own room. Then he could return to McCluskey's door and resume his plan. The woman stopped singing to herself as she started along the hallway and saw Luke coming toward her. She was a short woman with brassy blonde hair and a voluptuous figure in a dark blue dress made to show it off. She looked at Luke with frank, open appraisal and smiled as if she liked what she saw. Luke knew good and well that he wasn't what anybody would consider handsome. His face was craggy, and the thin, dark mustache didn't do anything to relieve the natural grimness of his mouth. But for some reason, most women seemed to find him attractive, and he knew that too. He returned the smile, and reached up to touch a finger to the brim of his flat-crowned black hat. "Good morning," the woman said. "Ma'am," Luke greeted her politely. He didn't pause, but moved to the side to go around her.
"I don't recall seeing you around. Are you staying here in the hotel?"
"That's right," he lied. He kept moving, not wanting to stand in the hallway and have a conversation with her. She needed to just go on into her room, close the door, and let him get on with his business.
"My name's Delia Bradley."
"Luke Smith," he said, giving her the false name he used sometimes. "If you'll excuse me."
"Oh, of course."
She waved a hand with long...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?